greater area. There could be some damaging wind gusts, maybe some hail. High today in the upper 70s. The showers and storms end by late tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 52. Tomorrow, a cooler day, high 67. Back to the 40s tomorrow night. Wednesday, sunshine with a high near 70. The pollen count in the high range today and very high tomorrow and through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The president of the Southern Poverty Law Center is stepping down. Richard Cohen announced his resignation in an email to his staff on Friday. He is the latest high-profile departure for the group. Earlier this month, the organization fired founder and prominent civil rights attorney Morris Dees for unspecified reasons. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left two men injured. This happened in the 4600 block of Mobile Highway. Police say both men have life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. And several local churches came together to raise money for Lee County tornado victims. The Hand in Hand benefit concert was held at Resurrection Catholic Church. All of the proceeds go to the East Alabama Medical Center Foundation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home. Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Expect expect an apology from a great number of you people.
I don't care if I ever come down.
All right, guys. I need that apology on the telephone, email, text message, however you guys want to give it to me, I'll take it. Including from you, Campbell. You express doubt from time to time.
No, not really.
Not Campbell. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you on a Monday morning.
Baron, let me remind you that when you said Trump was going to win, yeah. I said you were wrong.
That's true. Well, I made the case on Election Day both ways, that Trump would win and he wouldn't win.
But leading up to that, you were starting to buy into those polls.
That's true. I owe you an apology, sir.
But I will tell you, I'm sorry, because there were often times I doubted Bob Mueller.
Is he a white hat, a black hat, or a gray hat?
He's sort of a between gray and white.
How many people called this place and chastised me? We're going to engage in a nonstop rally dedicated to the 45th President of the United States today. It's going to be 3 hours long. We're going to read parts of the Mueller probe. We're going to give you some background. We're going to rehash things that I said along the way and was right about. That's why you guys tune in. You get the news months, years ahead of time. There's nothing in this Mueller. I cannot wait to dissect this thing and go through it. You know what this reminds me of?
Election Day.
No. Go back farther. Go back to April 21st, 1986. Do you know what happened on April 21st, 1986?
Hold on.
April 21, 1986. One of the most...
It's not April 21st.
What is it?
It's March 20...
Well, not today's not, but it's not 1986 either. Today's March 20, what, 5? Yeah, March 25. April 21st, 1986. You know what happened?
Tell me, Baron.
Geraldo Rivera had been fired from ABC after reporting on an alleged relationship between John F. Kennedy and Marilyn Monroe. You remember that?
He
got fired in 1985 because he criticized the network for canceling his report after he reported on an alleged affair between Kennedy and Marilyn Monroe. His big comeback, after he'd been fired, he'd been out of the business for about a year, his big comeback was at Primetime Special.
He was going to look for, was it Al Capone?
It was called The Mystery of Al Capone's Vault. It was broadcast on April 21, 1986. It was a two-hour special, and it was hyped for weeks in advance.
Yeah.
Potentially revealing the great riches, maybe dead body. This was a big vault. This wasn't like the fire safe you keep in the back of the closet. This was a big, big vault. They had a medical examiner present, Campbell, just in case there were dead bodies found that they could process them appropriately.
I remember this. I think everybody in the world watched it.
There were agents from the IRS there to count the money in the event there were riches stacked up all over the place. When they opened the vault, Campbell, would you like to take it from here? What did they find in the vault?
Nada.
Nothing. They found some dirt. There were a few empty bottles. They tried to dig farther into the vault, and Geraldo finally turns around to the camera and says, "I'm sorry, there's nothing here. There's nothing here." And the entire country, which had been sitting around waiting for dead bodies stacked on top of dead bodies, millions of dollars in cash stacked all over the place, they were all disappointed, everybody. Jack, that was the most watched television program of the year after the Super Bowl. 30-plus million people watched The Mystery of Al Capone's Vaults. And I could not help but think of Al Capone's vaults as I was watching CNN and MSNBC over the weekend talk about the Mueller report and the bar
letter. I didn't watch any of that, so I want you...
Oh, my gosh, you missed it!
I want you to tell me about it.
John Kerry would have been asking these people why they had long faces. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Every excuse... Well, surely this isn't the end of the investigation. The investigation must continue, right? I mean, after all, he did indict some Russian internet actors. Now, I mean, and one guy said on CNN, he said, we have been told for over two straight years the president of the United States colluded with Russia. Members of the intelligence community would come on the television and say, you know, Clapper and Brennan, these were the heads of the, you know, the CIA and the FBI. They would come on and say, he absolutely colluded. We have evidence he colluded. Adam Schiff would go out there and say, he's seen evidence of collusion. Surely this Mueller report is a misdirection, a red herring of some sort. It's like they couldn't get through their brains the fact that they've been lied to for nonstop for 2+ years. It was Al Capone's vaults. Surely there must be another vault. Surely if you just keep digging in. I mean, the networks had given, Brent Bozell's group put this together. The networks had given a whopping 2,284 minutes to the Russian probe. They had dedicated 2,284 minutes to the Russian probe.
And that's...
That's 38 total hours.
600 and something days. So that's like...
It was 9 minutes a day. 9 minutes a day. Now, this isn't the cable networks. I'm talking about ABC, CBS, NBC, Evening News.
Mainstream.
Out of a 22-minute broadcast, 9 minutes a day for over 2 years. To the Russian probe.
That's funny.
It was Al Capone's vault. They couldn't do it. I got on political subreddits dedicated to Robert Mueller. There's one called The Mueller. They had a cute little logo that said, it's Mueller time. And Mueller was scripted out like Miller.
Miller, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, they're witty. Those are some witty cats.
Har, har, har.
Now, we'll go through some of this. Whether or not the Mueller probe inappropriately influenced the midterm elections, whether or not the Russians are still active and alive trying to sow discord in American politics by co-opting now the left, we'll go through all this stuff. We'll go through where it goes next. We'll talk about what the president said about it. I think the most important thing to realize, and I'll kind of close the first segment with this, and we will take your calls because you guys do owe me an apology, a lot of you. Didn't believe me when I said Mueller was at worst a gray hat, maybe a white hat. Let me tell you, Donald Trump wins re-election in 2020, huge because of this. Huge because of the 42 states. Write it down. Write it down. Baron Coleman, March 25. 2019.
But you know,
huge.
You know what the new mantra is, though.
What?
Well, he didn't rule out obstruction.
Oh, you can't obstruct when there's no underlying crime. If you're being investigated for murder, can you obstruct justice when you didn't murder anybody and they conclude you didn't?
No there, Baron, no.
Donald Trump stared down the Clinton machine, which was a well-oiled machine. The Clinton machine had run 3 presidential campaigns prior to 2016. They were running their 4th presidential campaign. 2 of them successful. One of them, Hillary Clinton, actually, you know, for all the Clintonites that or all the anti-Trumpers, never-Trumpers that point to the popular election, he's illegitimate. He didn't even win the popular election. You'll remember in 2008, Hillary actually won more votes than Barack Obama in the primary. Barack Obama just won more delegates.
Well, and Bill Clinton in 92...
didn't win as many votes as Perot and Bush together.
Right.
In 92, he only won 42% of the vote. Bill Clinton's the only 2-term president ever to not win 50% of the vote. One wonders whether Perot was a CIA agent.
I wouldn't accuse that kook of being...
Donald Trump stared down the Clinton machine, the nastiest, most vicious, horrific machine of all time. He stared down the entire media, which tried to destroy him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He looked the political establishment right in the face. He stared down the intelligence community, and he did it twice. He did every single one of those things twice. And he won.
In 2016 and in the Mueller report.
Yep, and he won both times.
And a very crooked FBI.
Very crooked
FBI. Very crooked.
Very, very crooked FBI. I have been telling you guys from the beginning, Mueller is not out to destroy Trump. He was not out to destroy Trump. He could have crafted that report any way he wanted to. We've not seen the report. We've seen, but Barr quoted from the report.
But there's one thing he fell short on.
What?
Implicating the FBI.
We don't know that he didn't. We haven't seen the report.
Well.
See, here's the Easter egg. Well, we'll get into this. There could be some Easter eggs in this report.
I hope
Democrats
so.
Democrats are begging for this full report to be released. I'd be careful if I
were there. I would, too.
I might say, you know what? We'll just accept the Barr letter and move on. We'll take our loss and we'll go home. They better be careful. They better be careful opening that report publicly. That might be like opening a Unabomber package. Oh, it's Christmas early. What do we get a package for? Go ahead and fire that bad boy up.
Our country great again.
18 minutes after 9 o'clock. He's Jack Campbell. I'm Baron Coleman. Your calls are welcome. Your apologies are encouraged. Do you guys have the courage to call and say you were wrong and I was right? I'll take those calls, 272-9228. We'll go through some of this on the other side of the break.
Philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Get ready for the Million Point Mania at Wind Creek Wetumpka because we've got millions of bonus points up for grabs. You can earn your entries now through Saturday, March 30th. Then come in every Saturday in March for a chance to win up to 1 million bonus points. It's the Million Point Mania. And it's only at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Find your winning moment.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we help our members execute missions every day, like Operation...
We really want this house, but we also want a new sofa, a bigger grill, and maybe a hammock in the backyard for a little well-earned R&R.
Or Operation...
We need a new house, but we don't need a down payment.
Apply now for a VA loan with Navy Federal and get the peace of mind that comes with a top VA loan lender. And fast approval, too. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA Equal Housing Lender. Certain terms and conditions apply.
Some of you guys haven't heard this song in a couple of years. I know a lot of you watched it in the middle of the night like I did. The wee hours of November 9th, 2016, 2 or 3 in the morning, I was knocking crust out of my... I drank a lot of beer that night.
Oh, God.
Because I was expecting a loss. And I wanted to be nice and liquored up by the... I mean, I was drunk by 7 o'clock. Not really. But I had several beers.
I don't know what time I went to bed, if I hardly did at all.
No, just
maybe
an hour or two.
We did not feel good the next morning on this show.
Felt terrible. Terrible.
I tried not to drink a lot of wine, but I got on it that night.
I remember I was drinking Spring Street Saison from Avondale Brewery. I remember what beer I was drinking tonight. So I needed a nice, fruity beer with a little bite on it to get me through the night and keep me happy.
As well as one the next morning to get you to work.
Well, might have.
You know, I remember that when Florida went for Trump, I remember Chris Wallace saying, well, I'm not saying, because I can't stand him now, but he said, I'm not saying this is a trend, but this is a very surprising margin of victory for the Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And because Hillary, you know, everybody thought she would just win Florida. And
Jessica and I, we were watching Wisconsin come through because it came down to basically if he won Wisconsin, he was going to win. If he lost, it was going to be really tight going out west. And we were watching, it was like 11:30 or 12, and we were watching Wisconsin come through. And I kept looking at the individual counties and comparing them to the 2012 election. And I thought, he's winning every, even the blue counties, he's winning, he's losing them closer than he was, than 2012 margins. The red counties, he's just dominating. I mean, just collecting massive margins. And I thought, he's going to win Wisconsin. And when they finally called Wisconsin, we started hugging and cheering and high-fiving. Because I'd done the math, and he couldn't lose if he won Wisconsin.
North Carolina was helping him a little bit before Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Then Pennsylvania
hadn't called yet.
It came after Wisconsin.
Came after that. That was just gravy. Like, that was just gravy.
Absolutely.
Pennsylvania, he could, after he won Wisconsin, he could have won without Pennsylvania, but once he won Wisconsin, it was over. And then at that point, it was celebration, and we're just waiting on the networks to call it. And then you saw the Dow start diving because, you know, it's just an unexpected news event. And then
you kept waiting on Hillary.
Yeah. Waiting on her to come out.
Yeah. She didn't. She wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wonder. I mean, you hear all these stories that she was holed up in her suite. Hammered.
My guess is she was either crying and her face was all red and ruddy and messed up, or she was just too depressed and angry to go. This is the score he came out to, though. This is the song that played softly in the background as he was making his way across the little bridge up there. And
saying,
down.
What did I just do?
Yeah, he looked very...
You know, deer in the headlights.
They had to wake up young Barron Trump and get him showered and together so he could go out there. That poor kid looked terrible on the stage that night. What a good kid, too, though. You know, all the pressure of him, his father, and before he was president, all the pressure of having him.
Right.
But this is the sound. This is the song he came out to. Very, very stately song. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. It is 25 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock. This hour of the program brought to you, as it always is, by our friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I'll find out, hopefully, by the lunch hour what the special is over there at Midtown Pizza Kitchen this week. But I do know this. No matter what it is, it's going to be dynamite. And I'm going to eat it this week because I always get the special. I always get the special. When you have an opportunity, slide by one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville and the Zelda Place co-location right here in Midtown Montgomery. And if you know somebody that wants to work in a kitchen, I know I worked in kitchens for years in restaurants growing up. I love it. It's hard work. It's good, rewarding work. If you know anybody that wants to work in a kitchen, Prattville and Montgomery, somewhere in there, wants that rewarding type of job, tell them to get in touch with Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Just tell them to go in there, slide in there, and apply in person. Now, listen. Someone had to tell me this when I was a younger Baron. When you go apply for a job in person, take a pen with you. Take a bath before you go in there. Comb your hair. Wear your best. Wear something nice. Look respectable. And it increases your chance of getting hired astronomically. So go by there. Clean. You know, you don't need a haircut and all that. But... at least be clean. Be presentable. Take a pen with you so you don't have to ask him for an application and a pen. That's embarrassing. But anyway, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, great sponsors to this program. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 27 minutes after 9 o'clock. I am going to dig into some of the analysis on this at some point. We're not going to read the entire report because that would be the worst radio in the history of the world, but I am going to read you some excerpts. But first, I want to talk to Ms. Pine Level.
Good morning, guys. Hey, handsome Jack.
Hey, Kay.
I heard on the top of the hour news they do that somebody now is wanting to investigate the investigators.
Yeah, that's par for the Democratic course.
It makes no sense whatsoever because the investigators are the ones who are corrupt.
I've been told, Ms. Kay, for 2+ years that Robert Mueller is the most upstanding, honest, wonderful human being in the history of the world. The left and the media built this guy up as the gold standard for honesty and integrity. Did they not?
Yeah.
Have you heard Chris Matthews, Don Lemon, Rachel Maddow? Have you heard any of these losers on the left say one negative thing about Mueller in 2 years?
No.
No, hell no. Hell no. The reason this worked out so flawlessly is because they built Mueller up so much.
It's just like when they built Comey up.
Yes.
And one thing I'm going back to is remember a little over a year ago whenever the memo finally came out? And that was when it was pretty much known how they handled all that, the dossier and the steps and all that. It was all falsified. Every bit of it was falsified.
Absolutely.
So why do we have to investigate the investigators? It makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, that's a great point. I appreciate you calling in and checking in with us, Ms. Kay. We'll talk to you soon. Our number, 272-9228. You will recall on this program, from the beginning, we called this. And there were times when I doubted myself. There were times, you know, even Babe Ruth, after he had pointed to center field with his bat, he didn't hit the home run on the first pitch, you know. That first pitch he looked at and that high heat came in, he probably thought, ooh. I owe this kid a home run, and I already called my shot. But that pitcher's throwing mustard. I don't know if I can do it. I mean, there are times when you doubt yourself. Even the Roman soldier, right? I believe, Lord, help me with my unbelief. I felt a little like a centurion a couple of times during this deal. But I never, ever capitulated. I never lost total faith. What are you looking at me that way for?
That's a big George Wallace word.
Capitulated?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't capitulate. I didn't lose faith. I kept it there. I stayed the course. I'd committed to a story, and I stuck with it. And we'll get to the details of this report, but I'm telling you right now, every one of you who said Mueller is 100% a bad actor, a horrible human being, he's going to find something, do anything, you know, he's doing this to destroy the president, you guys owe the Grand Mufti a big, fat apology, with or without a wet kiss. Your call. Depends on how well I know you, I guess. All right, let's go through some of this. I'm going to hold off on the report for a moment. Because I've got questions right now. Exit polls from the 2018 congressional midterm elections show that 49% of voters, that's almost half, 49% of voters believed Donald J. Trump coordinated with the Russian government during the 2016 election. 49%, almost half of voters believed Donald Trump coordinated with the 2016 with Russians. Half of voters in the 2016 election believed Donald Trump coordinated with the Russian government.
Mm-hmm.
Is
which influenced their vote?
Is the Democrat House majority now
in jeopardy?
Is it legitimate? They were elected on a lie.
Well, they were elected on their perception of what was going on. And now that perception has proven to be false. Will they stay home in 2020?
Because not only did the Mueller report find that Donald J. Trump did not collude with Russians, it actually found, if you read Barr's letter carefully, and we will, it actually found that the Russians did attempt to aid the Trump campaign and collude with him and his candidates and his associates, and his campaign professionals. And they rejected the Russian attempts. They tried to collude with Trump, and he rejected their attempts. I mean, that's what we're dealing with here. Not only did he not do it, they actively rejected Russia's attempts. And here's the bigger issue. The FBI, the Department of Justice, at the time, under President Barack H. Obama, all believed the Russians were trying to aid the Trump campaign. Did they tell the Trump campaign? At any point did the Barack Obama administration ever say, oh, hey, man, just a heads up. We've interrupted a lot of chatter. These Russians are trying to infiltrate your campaign. They're trying to collude with you. You might want to be very careful. You're running the risk, if you do, potentially violating American law. But not only that, it's just unseemly. I mean, Russia's one of our adversaries. You shouldn't be colluding with them. Just a heads up. No, they didn't do that. You know what they did instead? They put moles in the Trump campaign, and they sat back and crossed their fingers and hoped to God Donald Trump would bite. They wanted him to be an agent of Russia. How many people on the left this morning are absolutely disgusted that our president, the president of the United States, doesn't matter what his name is, how many people on the left are just disgusted that our president, the president of the United States, did not collude with Russians, is not an acting agent of a foreign superpower? You know how many people on the left are upset about that? They wanted him to be. They don't care about the consequences. They didn't care about what it would do to American sovereignty. They didn't care what it would do to the electoral process. They didn't care what it would do to politics. They didn't care what it would do to our foreign policy. They prayed. They hoped to God Donald Trump was an agent of Russia. What does that say about the left? You tell me, what does that say about the state of the left in the United States?
They hate Donald Trump more than they love this country.
They don't love this country at all.
No, they don't.
They hate it.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today. Along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean.
An evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band, August 11th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
She's no lady, she's your wife.
The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett.
Yes,
tickets on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster.com. Lyle Lovett and his large band, presented by Big Spring Entertainment and the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A frontal system moving through the state could spark some stronger storms. Stay weather aware today. Partly sunny, a warm day with a high in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon into the evening hours. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. The main threat is going to be damaging wind gusts and possibly some hail. Showers and storms ending by late tonight. Overnight low 52. Tomorrow, a cooler day, high 67. We'll be back to the 40s tomorrow night. Then on Wednesday, sunshine, high near 70. Pollen count in the high range today and very high tomorrow and Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah.
Donald Trump could make this his next... He promised me I would get tired of winning. I am not tired of winning. Not yet. He said at some point I'd say, Mr. President, I can't take all this winning. I don't know. I mean, I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there. I think I can see now what he was talking about. I mean, it's constant winning, nonstop, over and over and over. My friends over at ASE Credit Union, all they do is win. And when you go over there, all you do is win because you don't pay anything for your checking account. It's absolutely free. You also can get a car loan, and you don't owe any payments for 90 days. We're coming up on April 1. Let's just say you get a car loan on April 1. April to May, May to June, June to July. You won't pay anything till like August. I mean, your whole summer, you're riding around without making payments. That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. Go to ASC Credit Union when you get the opportunity. They got the 90-day no pay. They got 9 locations right here in the River Region, 5,000 co-op locations around the country. They're on the web. It's very, very convenient and easy to use on the web. YourASECU.com. YourASECU.com. ASC Credit Union. And absolutely dynamite. Absolutely done. I cannot recommend them highly enough, so get by there when you get the chance. Federally insured by NCUA, they are an equal opportunity lender. Who is this?
Trisha.
Trisha, how are you?
I am good, but I'm also not tired of winning yet.
I am not tired of winning. He has promised me at some point I will, but we've got 6 more years of this.
That's true.
Can you imagine 6 years of Trump? And look what he's done in 2 years. You have foreign auto suppliers putting billions of dollars into building new plants.
Yep. Maybe we'll be able to turn our education system around.
A Chinese chip maker is going to hire 50,000 people in the greater Milwaukee area. 50,000 people.
They need
that. That's a factory they promised us would never come to the United States. Yeah, they need it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. States like Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, these were close states in the 2016 election. These will be walkaways in 2020. We're looking Ronald Reagan landslide territory.
I hope so. And maybe we'll get the Democrats out of Alabama, too.
I didn't know we had any.
Well,
very few.
Are you talking about Doug Jones?
Well, we got enough to keep them honest.
Democrats. Well, the ones that act like Democrats and say they're Republicans.
Yeah, we have a bunch of those.
But what I was calling to say is I'm afraid now that those Democrats are really going to go crazy over Donald Trump. And I'm really afraid that this is going to increase the chances of an assassination attempt.
No, we don't talk about
that.
He's well protected.
I'm just saying, we all need to be beefing up our prayers for the president and the first family because God forbid something like that happens.
Yeah, I agree. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You know, now everything the Democrats do, like, well, you know, Mueller didn't really comment much about possible obstruction, and everything they do from now on is going to be suspect to the American people.
Who, the FBI?
No, the Democrats.
Oh!
These congressional probes.
Let me tell you.
Everybody's going to say, look, we hired a guy that everybody said was straight up, honest, had a great reputation as FBI director. He found nothing. Now y'all are just whining now. You're grasping at straws. I think everything they do from this day forward with regard to investigation is just going to be perceived as a total witch hunt.
Even on the right, there was a lot of fatigue among myself included, with Hillary Clinton and Benghazi. I got to where when you said Benghazi, I just rolled my eyes.
Me too.
She might really have done something. But they did a slack ass of a job investigating it.
Yeah.
I mean, they just didn't get to the bottom. I mean, you had Martha Roby up there asking Hillary Clinton if she spent the night alone that night. Like she was going to uncover some lesbian affair. You know, oh, like having a Perry Mason moment. Hillary Clinton's going to go, no, you know, the little aide I carry around was with me and she was naked in my bed. I mean, what was the point of that question? It got so stupid. The whole thing got so stupid. It was like some subcommittee. Of losers on there asking all these questions and they didn't find anything and they, you know, the response times were slow, but there was no smoking gun. And at some point, you just, even if there was crookedness on the other side, you take your loss and go on.
You do. You move on.
You cannot continue to fight even when you think you're right. You run the risk of making an ass out of yourself and actually hurting yourself more than helping yourself. That's where I am with Benghazi. And I think that's where Democrats are becoming on Russian collusion. I think that's where they're headed. And I would be really careful and cautious, Democrats, if you want this whole report released. Because you'll remember how... Do you remember the scope of the Mueller investigation changing? Do you remember that? I have both memos. I have the original Rod Rosenstein appointment memo appointing Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
It was very broad, basic, just anything arising out of Russian interference, any crime... that you discover and as a result of this investigation, you have free reign. That was in May. That was May 17th, 2017. May 17th, 2017. Rod Rosenstein appoints Robert S. Mueller III as special counsel. Now, we do know on May 16th where Robert Mueller was. May 16th, he was sitting in the Oval Office with the President of the United States and Rod Rosenstein.
Yeah.
And on May 17th, he's appointed special counsel to investigate the president. I always took that to believe Mueller was on our side. He may very well be. But I think he's a straight-up guy. I mean, I think he's trying to get the right answer, and I don't think there was Russian collusion.
Well, didn't Trump say initially, investigate me?
He asked James Comey three different times to investigate him. Comey refused to investigate him because he knew he would uncover nothing. That's the point. Comey didn't want him investigated. He wanted him under suspicion.
Right.
If you investigate somebody, you eventually exonerate him if they didn't. You investigate me for murder, you're going to have to exonerate me for murder. I didn't murder anybody. Right?
Right.
And I can't obstruct justice if you investigate me for murder. I haven't murdered anybody. There's no underlying crime to obstruct. What am I obstructing you from? Right?
Right.
I talked to someone over the weekend. I can't detail too much about it because it's a privileged conversation. But there was an issue during the investigation about the cell phone. And there was a motion to suppress the cell phone from coming in as evidence and being examined.
In this case?
No. This is a case I talked to on the weekend. But I can't go into too much detail. But just trust me, there was a person who's been charged with a crime and there was an issue about the cell phone.
Okay.
And so I finally asked the question, what's on the cell phone? What don't you want to be seen on the cell phone? Well... Some people have a bad habit of sending topless shots of themselves around. You know, I mean, it happens. So that might be something you didn't want discovered on the cell phone. On May 17, 2017, Rod Rosenstein issued an order entitled, quote, Appointment of Special Counsel to Investigate Russian Interference with the 2016 Presidential Election and Related Matters. That appointment letter appointed Robert S. Mueller III to serve as special counsel to the United States Department of Justice. The order authorized him to conduct, quote, the investigation confirmed by then FBI Director James Comey in testimony before House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence on March 20, 2017, including, one, any links or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign of President Donald J. Trump, and two, any matters that arose or may arise directly from that investigation. Very short, straightforward deal. Russian interference or anything that arose from that interference, from the investigation. It was broad, but specific. Between May 17th and August 2nd, something happened. Between the May 17 order of 2017 appointing Robert S. Mueller III as special counsel and the August 2nd revised scope memorandum, which I'll quote from in a moment, something happened. Something big happened. The Office of Inspector General noticed there was a massive gap when he asked to see the cell phones of Lisa Page and Peter Stroke. There were massive gaps that the FBI had erased from their own servers, and Peter Stroke and Lisa Page had erased from their cell phones. And that gap lasted from December 15, 2016, till May 17, 2017, the exact date of the Rosenstein memo appointing Mueller. And the Office of Inspector General looks and he says,
that's 6 months.
This is a weird gap. Why on earth did the FBI delete all of these text messages? Why did the FBI agent, Peter Stroke, the Department of Justice lawyer, Lisa Page, why did these people delete all this stuff? What were they talking about? So he brings it to the attention of Rosenstein, who brings it to the attention of Mueller, and says, these two people are on your team. And they've got, the Office of Inspector General has uncovered all of these text messages showing bias against President Donald J. Trump, and then they deleted, and the FBI deleted, their text messages for about a six-month period. This happens in late July that this is uncovered. Mueller and Rosenstein have a meeting after the discovery, after the Office of Inspector General brings this to their attention. They have a meeting. They come to some sort of an agreement. And then the August 7th revised scope memorandum comes out. And here's how this is worded. From Rosenstein to Mueller. This is revising the scope of his investigation. Remember, the original investigation only... The original memo only outlined coordination by the Russian government and individuals associated with Trump campaign or any matters that arose directly from that investigation. On August 2nd, we get this. The May 17 order was worded categorically in order to permit its public release without confirming specific investigations involving specific individuals. This memorandum provides a more specific description of your authority. The following allegations were within the scope of the investigation at the time of your appointment and are within the scope of the order. And then it's redacted. Then it talks about Paul Manafort, and then it's redacted. You therefore have authority to continue and complete the investigation of those matters and additional matters described in 28 CFR 600.4A. And then it goes on and just has some jurisdictional language. What happened between the May 17 memo and the August 2 memo? One option is described in a December 2018 Office of Inspector General report of investigation on the recovery of text messages from certain FBI mobile devices. I have that in my hand. It's 16 pages long or 20 pages long. We've covered this when it came out. It's the Lisa Page and Peter Stroke deleted emails. That's one option of why the scope was changed of the Robert Mueller investigation. The other option is to go after Manafort more specifically and potentially other people. Who those other people are, I guess we'll find out when the memo is released in full, if they do that. But I think Democrats should be very, very wary and careful on whether or not they really, really want this report released or not. Because they might find out they don't want it released. But it might be too late. You can't unring a bell. That sound resonates throughout all of eternity. And I think that's where we're headed. I've been right on this every step of the way. Jack had a question during the last break. Whatever happened to that U.S. attorney from Utah? We'll find out. Donald Trump's not an idiot.
I can't wait.
We'll be back. 272-9228. 9 minutes till the top of the hour.
to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 7 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
20 years and we are still going strong. Metro Fitness remains the best health club in Montgomery. Where else can you get yoga, Pilates, HIIT training, boxing, spinning, and so much more? Wow, everything all under one roof at no extra cost. You can even get classes on demand with our new Peloton. Come visit us and get 7 days free, no obligation. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and MetroFitness.com.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we help our members execute missions every day, like Operation...
We really want this house, but we also want a new sofa, a bigger grill, and maybe a hammock in the backyard for a little well-earned R&R.
Or Operation...
We need a new house, but we don't need a down payment.
Apply now for a VA loan with Navy Federal and get the peace of mind that comes with a top VA loan lender. And fast approval, too. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA Equal Housing Lender. Certain terms and conditions apply.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You might not like the President of the United States, but you have to admit, he is whipping your ass day in and day out. And there's nothing you can do to stop it. You might as well just cozy on up and start enjoying it. Some people are into that. All right, guys, welcome in. It's 5 minutes here before the top of the hour. Mr. Sandman is a, this is not the stuff you want to listen to right as you're getting into your bed for the night. I don't know. Some people can sleep to rock and roll, maybe, I guess. Not exactly probably what you want to listen to as you're trying to go to bed. But if you're curled up in a Mr. Sandman mattress with one of those latex pillows, I don't know that it would matter.
I'm going to need to be. It's so damn cold in here.
It's not that bad, but I'll turn it off in a second. Go by one of his two locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, or on the Atlanta Highway, right across the street from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore, 18 years now. 18 years, 18 separate times he's been voted the best mattress store in the River Region. There's a reason for that. It's because he's El Besto. He's El Besto. Get over there when you get a chance. You'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see that wide selection with all those brand names you've come to know and love. You'll see those prices, and you'll think, you can't sell mattresses for that price. That's ludicrous. No one can make money doing that. Listen, sometimes he doesn't make money on a mattress. He just needs to get it the hell out of his store. That's when you take advantage. You go take advantage of Mr. Sandman. How often do you get to take advantage of somebody? Go over there. Go talk to Mr. Sandman. While you're there, tell him we said hello. He'll appreciate it. I know he will, and so will we. So, 57 minutes now after 9 o'clock. Who, Ronnie?
Man, how y'all doing today?
Doing well, sir.
Man, I'm worth $1 million right now.
Okay. You're worth a million, or you feel like a million?
Well, I feel like
a million. Okay, those are two different things. I feel like $1 million. I'm worth about $350.
I wished I had a million. But anyway.
So you like the Mueller report.
Man, I was for Trump before either one of you were.
Yeah?
Jack, you may not have been for him, but I was for Trump before Barron was. Barron, he was walking the fence. He kind of, But anyway, after that Mueller report come out, I loved it. And the Democrats, they wanted Mueller to do it because he was so honest and unbiased, and he was going to do the right thing. And then all of a sudden he comes out, and Trump comes out a winner.
A big winner.
And Trump has done so much while he's been in office, more than the rest of the presidents have done in 8 years.
Yeah, and for a guy that made all these promises in 2016 when he was a candidate, he's honored a lot of those commitments for sure.
And people fuss about him going to play golf. Well, when you're 72 years old, you don't have many years to play golf. And then when you're president and you got all this pressure on you and you got all these investigations on you, and still get done what he did, you got to do something to relax.
Have people been getting on him about playing golf?
The left has.
Well,
every time he plays golf, it's a CNN headline. Hey, Ronnie, I do appreciate your call. I'm glad you're happy. It's that type of day. Everybody should celebrate. Well, this?
Only I.
Uh-oh.
Stood the course. Only I.
Only you what? Stood the course?
That's right. And still standing.
You never thought Mueller was a bad guy, not one time?
Never thought about Mueller.
Oh. Didn't worry about Mueller.
No, didn't worry about that.
Because you knew Trump had done nothing wrong.
You know why?
I'm...
He Trump's on.
Well, I figured that's where we were going. Short, sweet, to the point. It's hard to argue with his style, to be honest with you. Guys, it's pushing 10 o'clock. We're going to take a break, 272-9228. We'll continue celebrating the 45th President of the United States and his exoneration by the Mueller report. The fact that he's going to win handsomely re-election in 2020, and this country gets six more years.